So, okay, let's talk about this first. Before we decide and jump into the fact that you love this person, let me ask you this. Do you love the version of yourself that you are when you're around this person? Or like, can you name intimate things about her that she does that you love? Because I think that a lot of times we fall in love with the energy people emit within us. Like I don't know if you guys were on the live the other day, but I started seeing this guy and I loved the position and the role that he put me in to be a really authentic version of myself. The environments that I was in with him that made me like feel like I loved him, but really what I did was love the version of myself I was becoming while I was with him. A lot of times, and I had this conversation with my brother, is that when you say that you love someone, do you really love them? Do you really love all their flaws? Do you really love all their antics? Do you love about them that makes them them? Like if you tomorrow and you could still like watch this person live out their life, just would you still do it? You know, like if you couldn't experience your life with her, could you still love her? Sometimes we meet people in life that allows us to widen our perspective about what is possible within ourselves. That's what I'm saying. Let you think about this for a minute because I met this guy, right? And so I became this beautiful version of myself while I was with him. And then he left because he lives in London, right? And so after he left, I was sitting there like thinking, I'm gonna give all that energetic credit that came from me to him, or am I gonna take this opportunity to say, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, Allah showed me a different version of myself that I could be based off this experience. So, are you taking note of everything that she's making you feel? Is it that you're not in survival mode anymore? What she does to you, or the way that she acts, meaning she compliments you, she makes you feel good, she takes care of you. You know, what is it about her that she does that you haven't gotten in the past that allows you to amplify or to become this new version of yourself? Because essentially you did it, but it just took that welcoming energy, that amazing energy, whatever, to complement or to evoke that within you. A lot of times we're used to walking in narratives that our parents, you know, taught us subconsciously, meaning like your dad or your mom could have treated you a certain way, and so you walk, or your sisters or your brothers or whoever, you know, all your last boyfriends or girlfriends, whatever, they treated you a certain way. Now you walk through life thinking that's the only way it's gonna be. But once you like get around energies that aren't treating you that way anymore, you're able to become a lighter version of yourself or even support a lighter version of someone else. You're giving them something they've never had before. And oftentimes people run away from those energies, or people absorb those energies from you because they're so desperate to need that. So they end up like kind of using you for your energy that you're giving them, and then they take it and they run away from it, you know? Because it's like a lot of people aren't used to being loved in ways they're not familiar with. And so as much as they'll enjoy them and be excited and like, you know, they don't know how to operate in that energy and all of the narratives from their past relationships or their past partnerships or whatever are still floating around in their brain, and they haven't broken the spell, the pattern, the laws that they have felt governed by from the way that they've subconsciously been taught to love. So they treat you very poorly and just naturally, because they're not used to being treated very well. They love the energy, but they don't know what to do with it. We're talking about when you love someone, or saying that you love someone, or the opportunity of the energy that they're giving you to become or to, you know, adapt to. So I think, Gabrielle, you're very right. You can bring that energy out in someone just as someone can bring that energy out in you.